And the it's Ruben Frank. What's the plan? Is he how are you going to use Will right off the bat here?
Well, we'll put him at the Mike linebacker spot to start with, and just it doesn't look like Omar is going to be able to go for a little bit here, and we'll see. We're having Omar's being having his foot evaluated, and we're just going to go from there. But he'll work in at the Mike linebacker spot to answer your question.
What's the prognosis with Omar's foot? Is it just a sprain still?
Yeah, he's gonna see a foot specialist in the next day or so, and then we'll know a little bit more.
Andy, Witherspoon got hurt in the overtime the other day. What is his status as far as playing?
Yeah, he's okay. He bruised his tailbone a little bit, but he's all right.
How does this impact Jeremiah, if at all?
No, it doesn't. I mean, he'll fill in the same type of role that that Omar was doing.
Andy, what do you like about Will? What are his strengths? You've gone against him a couple times.
We have. Well, one thing, he can play both. He's a three-down linebacker, and he can play both the Mike position and the Will linebacker position, and is very good at both of them. So it gives us he's a good cover linebacker. He has the flexibility to cover tight ends and running backs and that type of thing, which is a plus.
Has he done much blitzing in the past season or two? I know he did it somewhat early in his career.
Well, you know, he's been playing for Spag, so he's playing in this defense.
Yeah.
And I would say yes to answer your question.
Andy, it's Ruben again. We all saw what Brandon's capable of doing in the preseason and some of those one-handed catches he made running the scout team. How tough is it to – obviously you have some other good young receivers, but how tough is it to let go of a guy who's that promising, a young kid?
Well, I kept him on, which I normally don't keep that many wide receivers, but I kept him here, and so that I think speaks for itself. I think he's going to have a great career in the National Football League, and that doesn't make it an easy situation here. We started off the season thinking we were in pretty good shape at the Mike linebacker spot, and we've been banged around a little bit here, banged up a little bit. So we needed to make this move, to stay strong there. And so that's the only reason that I would have done something like this.
Even if Omar had not gotten hurt, would you still have been in the market for some depth, some something at linebacker, or was this purely because of this injury Sunday?
Well, listen, Ruben, I mean, you know, we look at all – I was looking at every position. I mean, between Tom, Howie, and myself, and John, we were kind of making sure that we had all the teams – had all the teams covered, and Lewis Riddick was a big part of that too. So we had looked at all the different positions of, and any upgrade that we felt we could make, we were going to try to make. It's tough, obviously, at this time of the year to make these trades. I mean, there are not a lot of these things that go on. So, but anyways, to answer your question. We might not have been quite as aggressive had we not had the injuries there.
And was Witherspoon somebody you guys had looked at when he was a few years ago back in 06?
We have looked at him, yes. And we always felt he was a very good player and haven't played against him. I kind of know that firsthand, but he, yes, we have. I mean, we followed him.
When's the last time he played inside, Andy?
Well, he's actually done a little bit of it there. and both the nickel and the base. He's worked at it, I should say, in the base there. And but when he was at Carolina, now he did that quite a little bit. Their middle linebacker had a few injuries, and then he'd move over from the Will spot to the to the middle linebacker spot.
Andy, how much did you feel that you needed that cover linebacker ability that you were just talking about to add to the guys you already have?
Well, I think that I think that's a nice addition to the group there. I thought Omar was and is talented at doing that, and but I think to add another guy in there that can be a three down type player, I think is it's important.
Did you look at possibilities for help on the offensive line?
No, I'm fine with our offensive line.
I was just going to ask if you have any more knowledge on Harriman's, and do you feel like you're definitely going to have him Monday, or is that still wait and see?
There's a good chance he'll be out there. I mean, I'm not going to say 100%, but it's pretty close that he's going to be out there on Thursday.
Did everything check out at his doctor's appointment today?
It did, yes.
Andy, did Witherspoon get hurt Sunday?
He did. You must have jumped in here late. He did. He hurt his tailbone, and he should be fine. I mean, it's not. He feels fine.
Andy, just to clarify. So, what you're planning on doing here is basically the same thing. Just Will, with Jeremiah being your primary run guy, and Will being more of a Omar type guy.
Well, I'm saying I'm bringing him in here as a Mike linebacker, and then to fill in what Omar did. I'm not. I look at Will as a starter. So, just like I did Omar. So, yes.
Okay. Andy, I missed the tail end of what you said with Omar. You said he's going to see a foot specialist?
Yes.
Okay, so have you definitely ruled him out then for Sunday, or is it just depend on what the specialist
says?
I
don't think he'll be there Sunday. I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't think he's going to make it Sunday. But we'll see what the foot specialist, we'll see what he says, but I don't want to say anything prematurely here, but I'm not one to do that. So if I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to make it Sunday, I'm pretty sure he's not going to make it Sunday.
Foot specialist in California, is it?
I got the joke, though, but that's all right.
All right, guys, we're going to call back with Will at 520 with Will Witherspoon. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys.